One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Troll. The weirdest, the rowdiest little creature of them all.
Troll 2 and Troll are not the same. They're not.
Yeah, they're almost like in different galaxies.
Correct. Also, they're not even trolls. They're goblins. So.
Right.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afridi on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and if you're wondering who I'm talking to, though, it's
Aren't we all?
It's a ghost. It's the ghost, but it's not a ghost. It's a very real human.
He's
amazing and hilarious and wonderful.
The human part.
The human part.
very real.
It's debatable. Yeah. It's Mike Black.
Hi, everyone out there in America.
In the world.
I don't want to limit it to just the in the universe, because they had that test.
Aliens.
You know, that testify. They had the testimony about the guy who was like, yeah, there's totally aliens. And, we caught a couple of them.
And everyone's like, we're so depressed. We don't care.
I was like, yeah, I took that news surprisingly well.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You know, fine. I was like, oh, okay.
That's chill. That's fine.
Clearly they're crashing, so they're not that big of a threat.
And apparently they're shy aliens.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, I'm shy. You know, we're all shy sometimes.
I get being in the back of the party.
Yeah.
Sipping lemonade, just watching everyone else for a while before you start interacting.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I'll leave a party before that part happens. I'll
just be like ah, it's time
good.
For me to leave.
I didn't realize you were all douches. I'm going to back out now.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's how they're feeling about us right now.
Oh, 100%. They're like, I don't know if I want to. Do I really want to jump in there? They seem like they got a lot of other things going on.
Yeah.
We're just going to go kick
There's
over a
There's so much rest of the galaxy to check out, you know.
We're okay.
I wonder what the other tourist attraction, like the world's biggest ball of twine, like what's the galactic version of that that's out there that they're like, oh, let's skip Earth and go to that.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like Earth would be one of those like white trash places where you're like, we gotta go. It's not because we actually like it. It's just because like...
It'll be fun to get a picture there.
Yeah, it'll be fun like, for like the
meeting. Isn't it crazy that we're on Earth? Mm-hmm. Like that sort of thing.
Exactly. So I hear you're a horror fan.
I am a horror fan. Very, like, I don't think I'm much of a mainstream horror fan. I like a lot of that stuff, but I really like guilty pleasure stuff and stuff that's off to the side or things that like friends recommend to me and that sort of thing. Oh, and before we keep going, yes. I just got back from San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, yes.
And they always have like crazy exclusives there and stuff like that. And since this is either like maybe your last episode or your inaugural episode, I brought you back a horror theme thing. Even the bag is kind of horror
themed. Oh my gosh. It's an unboxing.
So yeah,
this is so cool.
The NECA glow in the dark limited edition Creature from the Black Lagoon figure. And it's based on the old Remco figures from the 80s that glow in the dark like that.
That's so cool.
And he can like move around and stuff like that. And obviously he's going to look killer under a black light. So that's your little memento from Comic-Con.
I am honored. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Creature from the Black Lagoon.
And the bag is as nerdy as it gets. It's
Dungeons and Dragons. From the movie. Is it from the movie or is it just...
No, I think it's some new game that's very monster themed. There's cool artwork on the back and stuff.
I feel like I have so many things in my hands.
Hold yeah, on. I gave you a lot to deal
Here
with.
Here's this.
Now you're doing prop comedy, whether you like it or not.
I only do prop comedy. I don't do well. Yay, that's so awesome. Thank you.
Of course.
That's amazing. We will definitely add that to wherever. And again, who knows what's happening by the time the episode comes out. We might be recording in my house. We might be still here.
Yeah, so maybe he's the start of a whole new set for you guys, you know.
It'll be a new journey by the time this episode is out, and it's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. That's amazing. And you had a lot of fun at Comic-Con.
I did. It was crazy hot outside, but really nice and cool inside. And so it was kind of fun watching like cosplayers just dealing with all of that, of like bringing bags of armor and, makeup and stuff like that. And then watching them assemble all that stuff and like turn into these different creatures and everything.
It's
like
crazy.
There was a guy, we were talking about Thanos before we started recording. There was a guy who dressed up as Thanos.
It's gotta be warm.
That looked real. Oh. Like he looked like the CGI character.
That's cool.
And he was just out in front of Old Spaghetti Factory taking pictures with people.
Just hanging out. Yeah. I love it. Oh my God. That's amazing.
It was a blast.
That's amazing. You know what else is a blast?
I don't.
The movie that you were like, hey, we should. You gave me a handful of movies. Yeah. But instantly I saw this one and I was like, well, I've seen the sequel. It's one of my favorite movies. But it's
also
not
one of the worst movies of all time.
Correct. Well, that's debatable with this movie. It's Troll, 1986.
Yeah, this one, not as bad as the sequel, but... Debatable
for me, because I'm a big fan of Troll 2.
Okay,
big
so
fan.
Yeah.
But Troll 2 and Troll are not the same. They're not.
Yeah, they're almost like in different galaxies.
Correct. Also, they're not even trolls. They're goblins. So
right. That's a very good distinction to make. Yeah.
They're different. This movie was terrifying in like the weird, like especially, I think it's when they have practical monster effects.
Yeah.
And the troll himself, was it? Turok?
Yeah, Turok.
The little troll man.
Yeah.
He was, because it's just like, it's like a troll, but then he has human eyes.
Yeah.
And he just.
Very real, very human eyes, played by the same guy who played the professor in the movie.
See, I figured, but I didn't want to assume because he is
a little person. Yeah.
And I didn't want to assume.
And the movie had some kind of cool messages about that, about like, don't assume little people are. Yeah. Magical and elves and what have you. And he was a really good actor, I thought.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And the troll itself.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
There was a familiarity there where, like, as I was watching him do stuff, I was like, I've met that guy. Not a troll, of course, but, like, I've met people that are, like, that excited about being shitty.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was totally his vibe. Yeah, was like, I'm going to do an evil thing, and you're going to suck it, you know? And that was totally his vibe. And he just really, like, that creeps me out.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, more than... like aliens or killer robots or what have you, are people that really don't give a shit. Like, we all say we don't give a shit, but the people that really don't
are terrifying.
Yeah.
And this troll was one.
Yeah. He was such a psycho. But in a weird way, he was kind of good too, because he, with the English professor, who was like, you know, I don't really want to live in this world. He got really protective of him quickly.
Well, he thought he was an elf. He's like, he's like, are you a fairy? Are you an elf? He's like, no, I'm just human. He's like, you were in the circus. You're so different.
Yeah.
You know? And that scene where, so the little girl, she gets like, would you possessed in a way by the troll? I initially watching this, I was like, okay, she's got a bouncy ball and she's going into the basement.
Right.
Red flags.
Big
right
trope.
There. Big no-nos. Bouncy balls. Yeah. Basements. No. But then I realized that it was an apartment. So it was a laundry room. And I was like, even worse.
Yeah.
But I was like,
it's not even your basement. It's a communal basement.
Yeah,
now.
That's even worse. But if you were a troll, why would you pick a laundry room in an apartment?
Yeah.
And of all the apartments, why? Oh, I mean, because I guess the woman, we find out that, you know, she was Torak was her mentor / lover.
Yeah. It was a very deep history on there.
And I was like, well, there's a lot more to this movie than I thought.
I was like, did he give her the talking dick plant or did someone else?
Yeah,
who
gave her the little shroom plant? That
what wizard decided to court her with that?
This is a good idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, thank you so much. I love it.
Oh, I love it. I'll just put it way over here.
Right on it. I don't want that. Yeah. Terrifying. And then, you know, overtakes her. But she becomes, initially she's like, oh, I'm the same. I'm a little bit more devious. But a switch flips as soon as she has the works in her sandwich or in her burger. And
she's like, works.
And then she just starts like growling, crawling on all fours. She's running amok.
Also, that sandwich was one of the most terrifying things ever put on film.
Oh, it looks disgusting.
Like, I think they left a burger out for a couple of days and like added a little like makeup flavor to it or something. Yeah. But it looked awful. I remember, I'm going to date myself quite a bit here. I saw this movie in the theater when I was 11.
Okay.
And at that time, I was such a lunatic little kid that I saw that hamburger and thought, oh, I really want a hamburger right now. Seeing it as an adult, I was like, I may never eat a hamburger again.
That thing
is disgusting, you know?
There's a reason why I ask for a plain burger.
Right,
and it's because of that.
Yeah.
I also want to point out, I am wearing a bucket hat because the dad wears a bucket hat in the beginning of the film, but it's just gently set on his head like this. And
an old fisherman.
It's just like, just put it down. Just push it down just a little bit. Just push, hey, dad.
Yeah.
Hey, just push it. Put dad, it down just the hair. Just
there were a lot of issues with dad. His hat was like the least of them for me.
Yeah, and the wife's like, you have 3,000 vinyls. I'm like, first of all, where are these 3,000? Because I'm seeing two boxes.
Right, yeah.
So chill out.
He's not going to be DJing anytime soon.
But also I love when he just started jamming out and had a full like dance party.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm dancing like no one's watching. And his wife's like.
He really was too. Like, I felt like the director should have told him, like, you might want to learn some moves before we film you forever.
You're terrible. This is bad. This is really bad.
It reminded me of Talking Heads, that video where the guys dance. I was like, yeah, you're doing your own thing. I've never seen. And that guy was on one of the detective shows, one of the
is it CSI?
CSI, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Forever. Michael Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole cast, like June Lockhart, the old witch, she was the mom on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh my God. And her daughter played the younger version of her, which is so cool. I didn't realize. I was like reading fun facts. I was like, that's really cool.
Because it was like for a B movie, they made an effort. It wasn't like, you know, they say no one tries to make a bad movie, but a lot of people try to make cheap movies.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And this one, it was like they really kind of swung for the fences on like, let's try and make this as good as we can within the constraints that we have.
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus and her husband.
Which that was her first role ever.
Really?
And she was more, she's still to this day like kind of mortified by it. And I was like, I mean, you should be, but it's also great.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you got to come from somewhere and it's like, this is your start. That's hilarious. And also, you know, if you're like, yep, I make fun of it. It's a terrible movie. You should go watch it.
Why yeah, not? It totally. And her husband, who is her real husband, they were both on SNL together. I was like, that's so, do they just do everything together? That's amazing. You know?
Yeah. True love. It's true love. So if you were a troll, where would you live? Like what would be
like
your,
which apartment?
Which apartment would you live in?
I would want like something by the rooftop.
Okay.
Like I would want to be some sort of winged type troll.
Okay.
So that like you can live in your apartment, but then like maybe go to Jersey every now and again or something, you know, like you can fly out and have fun and, you know, because I think if you're a basement troll, you're a basement troll and you're
you don't live
in the basement. Yeah. You're not living. You're just surviving.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, that kind of reminds me of the rent situation at a lot of places where I was like, I don't want to just live to pay rent. I'd want to go out and explore the city as much as I could. How about you?
I think, well, not in the actual apartment, but I think I would live under a bridge.
Traditional.
I think
you'd go, you're a traditionalist troll.
I would pop out like, you know, you have to, in order to pass, you have to, you know, answer these three riddles.
Would you do your riddles like open mic style? Like I'm going to, these are a few riddles I'm working on these.
Can you tell me if they're good?
Yeah.
You can
if you solve them right away, I'll just cross them off.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Just clearly they're not the ones we want to keep.
Yeah. But then if you like, if you don't laugh at them, if you don't solve them, like they kill you.
Right.
But like, if you laugh, you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
I would take a few things. I would take laughter. I would take presents.
Oh, yes.
I would be a very corrupt.
Treats, I'd be like treat.
Very corrupt sort of troll.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, you bring, you know.
Offerings.
Offerings, you know.
Pizza.
Burgers. The good ones.
Not rat burgers.
No rat burgers.
That name is so unfortunate. I could see a kid naming a thing that, but even as a kid, when I saw this, I was like, oh, fuck.
Like
that's way too hardcore for me. Yeah. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
And I grew up with like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where a rat literally fed turtles pizza every day. That didn't gross me out at all.
Oh no, it's not.
But just the name Rat Burgers, I was like, nope, I'm out. Yeah. A lot of dry heaving and like nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Icky, no, thank you. I loved the intro to all of the people in the apartment with what was the daughter's name? I'm so bad with names.
Speaking of names, that the family was Harry Potter and Harry Potter Jr.
That was so funny.
And that he was a teenager that wanted to learn magic and stuff. I was like, that's really bizarre.
I was like, I think I know what.
Yeah, well, at least one of your influences was this movie.
Which it came, that movie, or Harry Potter was written in the 90s.
Yeah.
So this was before that. So she definitely watched this and was like,
There's something there.
Her name is Wendy Ann Potter.
That's
the daughter's name.
And I thought she was great when she was playing the troll because you instantly saw the change.
Yeah, and she wore overalls the whole movie.
Yep, that's not easy to do.
And I was like, you have that many pairs? That's amazing. Good for you. I love that. Even her skirt wears like overall skirts. And I was like,
I didn't notice that. That's cool.
I was like, wow, okay.
That's a lot of commitment to overalls.
The production was like, she needs something. She needs something that's her, so we know it's her. Ooh, overalls.
That'll be the gimmick. Yeah. We don't want to confuse everyone
kids. They're going to, we know they're a boy and a girl, but like, we're going to think Harry Potter Jr., Wendy, they sound the same.
You
know, if you cross your eyes, they're both white. They look.
The people that are coming to see this are going to get confused easily.
I'm confused. But
And Harry Potter himself. Fucking Atreyu from the Neverending Story.
Yes.
And
terrifying movie.
Battlestar Galactica. Yes. He was the kid in Battlestar Galactica that had the robot bear puppy thing.
Oh God.
It was a lot cuter than it sounds. It was adorable I was a kid. Like,
okay. It sounds
now,
scary.
Hearing myself say it, I was like, that sounds terrifying and awful.
Troll. I'm just picturing everything like at that level of scary. I loved with all the intro to all the characters, you have the upstairs neighbor who's like a swinger. He's like, you got all these kids here, I'm gonna fuck people, and if I can't because you're stupid kids,
and that kids are just wandering into that
and
fucking weirdo's apartment,
like, I love that. Like, I understand that, you know, Wendy is now Torok and a troll,
sure,
but she just, the confidence to just walk into
sauntering
someone,
in
knock, hello, I'm in your apartment now.
Yeah,
oh okay, hello child. Then she starts like bouncing on the couch and whatever. I'm like,
and he's like, get out of here, I'm trying to get my fuck on. And it's like, what are you doing? What a crazy ass scene. And that's Sonny Bono.
That's wild.
Of Sonny and Cher. It amazes everyone.
I was like, who?
To this day that those two got together.
That's amazing.
I don't know how that happened, but he was also like mayor of Sacramento, and he took on this part.
I love it.
The hell of it, I guess.
Why not? You know, he had some spare time. Why not?
He might not have known they were rolling. They might have just been filming in his apartment complex.
That's true. I mean, I love every swingers pad. Always is like with like Japanese
weird airbrushed
undertone
art.
Japanese undertones. There's like dragons everywhere.
Yeah, he's wearing
and
a kimono,
like,
type smoking jacket.
He's not Asian in any way.
Right.
You know, he just has the, and I'm like, okay, is that like a sign that you're like single and ready to like have sex with a lot of people? I don't know these things, so I'm like, you know, I don't know.
I bet they let him decorate it himself.
He's like,
I got a lot of stuff in a storage locker that we can
don't
put in
sweat
here.
It. Yeah, I got it. I'll get it for free. Don't even stress.
How many Kama Sutras do you want? Because I've got like 8 of them and an inflatable one. So
just, whoa,
you know,
inflatable.
Just whatever you need, he's got it.
Got it.
You know?
Oh my God! And the way the troll Torok like takes over people or like turns them into a cuckoo. That's where I was confused. But it was the ring. And he like poked him, and honestly, that
it was
part,
a ring slash syringe type deal.
That
magical,
like, which like, you know, with some great green sparkles that were really not done in post.
No.
Really were done in the moment.
Yeah.
Everything's practical, obviously. Just the poke, and then the terrifyingness of seeing what actually happens to.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, did this happen to Wendy? But later we find out that Wendy's actually still alive because they want to make her a princess. And I was like, okay, Torok, she's a child. Stay away.
Simmer down.
Stop.
Yeah.
What is with that?
Also, of all the types of royal ascension you could go through, having a troll destroy your apartment and turn everyone into elves is not the way to go.
Yeah, it's not the way to go at all. But I loved how Torok was like responding to all of this happening. He's just like,
yeah. Like I said, he was like such a dick about it. He's like, oh, I dig all of this.
But his facial expressions, it's just like,
yeah.
Like that.
He was
like,
real
it's
creepy.
Like a weird smile the whole time. And I was like, at one point I was like, Are you surprised at what's happening? He's like, he's like, oh, look at all the vines. And I'm like,
I was not expecting this, I've done this for thousands of
years. Yeah, I'm like, you know what's happening. You shouldn't be surprised at what happens after you poke someone with a ring.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I thought kind of it seemed like they were going for when he poked someone with the ring, it would somehow be their essence.
Yes.
Manifesting in some way. So I was kind of expecting, like at first when he poked Sonny Bono, he turned into like a giant cucumber thing. And I was like, is he turning him into a dick? Like a giant dick troll or something?
I was like, what's happening?
Like a bigger version of that little one. And I was like, maybe that's what's happening. And then when he popped open, they were all a bunch of little trolls, but none of them seemed horny at all. They just seemed like happy. And there was a weird musical number
that
halfway
weird.
Through.
Yeah. And then all the trolls, none of them look alike. I don't know if that's because
they
decided, hey, we don't have enough money to make them all look like Turok. So we're going to have like a weird, but they're all like slimy. So it's like a weird like pig slime troll.
Yeah.
And then like a rat thing. And then you're like, okay, this is gross. But they all sing and like different things.
Right.
And they'll like, it'll be like this lovely, you know, the
yeah, it was kind of like an upbeat sort of
troll, I think,
song.
It was Troll Kantos, I believe, is what the theme is. I only know that because I have a horror, not like a horror, but like a Halloween themed playlist I listen to every Halloween.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I have had Troll on there for a while.
Oh, wow.
So I've listened to that theme. And
so
I'm
you
like,
were singing along.
I knew it, but then they'd be like, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, hey,
yeah.
Trolls, you're ruining it. They'd be like, you're like, not and you're like, okay, hey.
Yeah, like the only one that seemed like pleasant about it was the little mushroom guy,
yeah,
and like everyone else was just like,
like that was supposed to be the queen. I was very confused about that.
The mushroom.
They're like, oh, it's our queen. She's singing, and I'm like, wow. Well, because everyone else was like male, and then that mushroom was female. So again, like,
oh,
why,
okay.
You know those things.
I did not pick up on any of that. I was just like, the mushroom is in on it too.
Yeah, the mushroom.
I was like,
of
maybe
it.
The mushroom's a spy. is what I was thinking.
I was like, oh no, is this woman? Because again, I'm like Troll 2. I'm like, is this woman evil?
Right.
Because she's got, you know, the weird dick mushroom
thing.
And then she has weird
energy.
Horse.
Like an apartment full of weapons and stuff, and
yeah,
you know,
those little things, you know. And then she befriends the son. A lot of these kids are befriending adults really quick, and that's
very
wild.
Quickly. Very like it was clearly a more innocent time when it was made, you know, or at least on the surface, anyway. But like, yeah, when she befriends the English professor, mm-hmm. and he just shows up, and like, I was
I
like,
love that. Their mom's like, oh, you have a friend coming over, honey. What's his name? Malcolm Mills. Well, I can't wait to meet Malcolm. She walks to the door with a glass of chocolate milk, and he's like, hey. And everyone's like, you're an adult.
You're a grown.
You're an adult.
Person. And
they're also like, oh, you're not only are you an adult, but you are a little person. And
right.
like the sheer like.
And you've brought a bottle of wine as big as you are.
Yeah. And
they cheers like,
the milk and the wine. And I was like, this is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And that would.
How can we talk about his troll?
Yes.
For a moment, how like his wish was kind of to be a troll, and the mm-hmm. troll like takes pity on him and like makes him one.
Mm-hmm.
His troll was disturbing as hell.
Yeah.
'Cause it was basically just him, but slimy and a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, no one should be a troll if that's the case. If they're just going to mush you down a little bit and rub slime all over you.
If that's what we get,
when
become a troll, I think I'd rather die.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
And just move to Detroit if I want that. I don't have, you know, I don't have to have a magical creature do it.
Yeah, I'll just you know, in Detroit.
Yeah, just be Shut someone up. Will mush me down and put slime on me there.
Yeah.
For free.
For free. Exactly. Yeah, I don't need to do it, Turok.
I don't have to tell him my whole sob story to get it done.
You're like, take the day off, Turok. I'll save you some time.
Right.
I'm gonna go to Detroit. Yeah.
And what about the big, the final boss troll? I guess
that was a rat. Beaver. No, it was like a rat, bat, dog thing with wings that was slimy and gigantic.
I think that's the official title.
Yes.
Rat, bat, slimy thing with dog feet or something.
And just terrifying. But
yeah.
I love practical effects, and I love like the like monster movies or the creature features.
Sure.
But the ones of the 80s, for some reason,
are real scary.
They're but not scary, but they're also like gross looking.
Yeah.
Like The Fly or The Invasion of the Body Snatch.
Did you ever see Legend?
No.
With Tom Cruise.
Mm-mm.
And it was like a sword and sorcery type movie. Okay. And Ridley Scott directed it, who did Alien and everything.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry plays the devil in it, and they've got him in like
prosthetic. I've heard about that. Yes,
he has these huge
horn.
Black horns.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary, but halfway through the movie, Tom Cruise has to talk to a witch to get some information. And the witch like rises out of the swamp,
ooh.
And she's totally covered in slime. And I don't think they showed her to Tom Cruise before they filmed the scene. And so as far as his brain was concerned, he was talking to a fucking witch.
Yeah.
Because it was like 9 feet tall and slimy and gross. And at one point he asked, he's like, you don't intend to eat me, do you? And she goes, oh, indeed I do. And it was like, oh, even watching TV, yeah. I was like, no, get out of there, Tom Cruise, get out of there.
Like, you know, he's a good actor, but he's not that good of an actor.
Yeah, and it's like, you compare that to like any CGI thing where there's a tennis ball and they're telling, like they would be telling you and me, okay, imagine a witch. We're both going to imagine a totally different witch.
Correct.
That we can handle.
Yeah.
When a witch is on set and slime is dripping off it, and you can smell it and you can see it and it's within arm's reach of you.
It's terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, that's a totally different experience. Yeah. And it comes across in a primal way, I think, when people are watching the movie. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, there's some real fear happening there and I should be afraid too, you know?
Oh my God, exactly. That's absolutely terrifying. And, you know, to put such a terrifying thing into a little girl
and
have her terrorize her brother. Well, I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I was
he got thrown around, he got knocked out. He just like
and he just took it and kind of was like, no, that didn't I fell
like,
or
no,
whatever.
That's fine. No, Mom, hey, she can have my juice. That's okay.
she's really thirsty, whatever's going
like,
on in
let
there.
Let her have mine. I'll get my own glass. I'm not even thirsty. I'm gonna go up to the old woman's house and hang out.
I'm gonna just chill with Angela Lansbury and hope for the best until this is all over.
Which, you know, he did. And, he ends up, he doesn't.
Befriending a witch that gave him, like, the stuff he needed to survive. It was very Joseph Campbell in a way, you know, like hero's journey sort of stuff, you know.
They gave him, like, a staff that he had to stab the
final boss.
The final boss. Troll bat.
Dog.
And then, but he, of course, loses it, sees his little sister. Saves his little sister, but Torak grabs the little pokey thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, the bat dog thing, don't get the little girl. And then he's like, fuck it, I'm going to kill this guy. So then he kills his own creation. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you. Full.
Redemption arc there that was not expected. And I like that the movie, it wasn't after the credits, but they kind of did an after the credits set up for the sequel thing with the cops coming in and like you see his little ring rise up, you know, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
You're like, yeah.
Setting up your favorite movie.
It's, Troll 2. I want to do Troll 2 on here eventually, but I think I want to save it.
Yeah.
I want to save it because it's, first of all, it's one of my favorite movies of all time, but I also kind of want to torture somebody to watch it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But like someone who's like a little bit too cool to watch it. And then, just because I think it would be very funny to have them watch
Send in
it.
Suggestions.
Send in
who,
suggestions
who should be
who
tortured
should
by Troll 2.
Because they're like, oh, I'll watch any film. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have said that.
That was the wrong move. Yeah.
But I also like, with their popularity, you know, I want Troll 2 to spike up a little bit. Because it deserves... I think it's honestly not the worst movie ever made. I think The Room is worse.
Yeah.
I think that there's so many more worse
films. There are a lot of films out there that are at least well in the running for, you know, worst movie of all time.
this one, I like Troll a lot. I thought it was very fun. I didn't know what to expect. I kind of thought, I knew it.
Yeah.
Troll and Troll 2 obviously were not the same.
Right.
But I didn't know. I knew there had to be some.
How wildly different
that.
They. Yeah.
But I mean, the troll, even the. Because they have. Torak is kind of in that film, but not as Torak. It's just like his face is in it as another troll.
They're like, well, let's keep the mask. We don't want to not use it.
Yeah. And then they add other really, really weird ones, which is on brand for, you know, but it's not as, I don't think they're as slimy and gross as Troll.
Right.
In Troll 2.
I do kind of miss, because we don't really have anything like that right now. Mm-hmm. Because it is a very practical effect thing to do to have a bunch of little creatures like ghoulies or even to some extent gremlins.
Yeah.
You know, critters is a really good example of that where they're all just a little bit off from each other, but they're practical effects, so they look real enough and they're kind of creepy. But they gave them a lot of personality. Like even each of the trolls in Troll had their own vibe. There was that little creature from the Black Lagoon looking dude, and the like, the one that looked like an angry baby, yeah, and the tree when she's turned into a tree. And that was phenomenal.
The pig sticks with me.
Oh yeah,
because one I love pigs, but that pig I was like, that shit's ugly.
Yeah,
and slimy. And
I think
gross.
That's what a lot of us think of when and it's like adopt a pig. I picture that thing and I'm like, no.
You're like, that's not it. Overall, I think a pretty good movie. Were there any other parts that like stuck out to you that you're like, this is hilarious?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, her
scampering through
her
the woods
dancing scene. That was fantastic.
That was really great. And I was like, I'm glad I saw that movie before puberty, because if it had happened afterwards, I would have like worn out a copy of it, because I was like, I had such a thing for her already.
Oh, she's stunning.
And
beautiful.
So I was like, I didn't need to know she had a scene of her scampering through the woods naked, you know?
which was her first movie. Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And everyone in it was really fun. Like,
yes,
you know, not everyone in there was the best actor.
What? No way.
But even the bad actors got like a fun moment.
Yes.
In there. And like, so, you know, like some of them had great moments. The moment where the tree is like, shut that door.
Door. And the guy's like, honey, there's a tree talking to us. I'd listen to the tree.
Yeah. I was like, that's a really great line. And he delivered it really well, you know. Yeah.
But they both were like, oh, we have no reaction to this. We're scared and like in fear. We're shot in fear. And you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
No, I think you're just bad actors. But that's okay.
I love that.
I love that for you guys.
I really dug the mother and daughter playing the older and younger version of that character.
So cool.
And it really worked. Mm-hmm. I thought like it was a believable, you know, how like sometimes where it's like they cast, you know, Shia LaBeouf is Sean Connery's grandson. Why is that the hardest thing to believe in this movie?
That shouldn't be the case. It shouldn't. Yeah.
You know, but like in this case, it was like, this works. I could see that.
Yeah.
You know,
it makes sense. Yeah. I love that. I was like, wait, is this makeup? No, those are two different people.
Yeah.
They look exactly the same. It was impressive.
And they even for low budget, they did the transformation reveal pretty cool by using her hair as like the way of her transforming and everything. And it seemed like a very witch sort of thing to do, that her transformation would come from something simple like that.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
There were a lot of little things in there that it was like, I feel like the production people definitely, like the people that did the production art and the people that did the makeup and what have you, were very into that sort of stuff already.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I'm working on this low budget movie, but I'm going to put a lot of my own flair into it and my own love for this sort of stuff into it. And it really helped elevate it, I thought, you know.
And I also, one of the other neighbors we forgot to mention, me forget something on this podcast? Never. Literally the last episode, we kept being like, wait, what about this part? We forgot about this. Wait. And I felt, I was like, people who are watching this are saints.
Because they're not just cutting you apart in the comments.
Like, okay,
and stuff,
hey, this is not in order. I'm like, well, that's where you get maybe a little bit of ADHD brain. It's okay.
Right, yeah.
But also remembering it and not taking down every single note that I remember. But the one like army guy.
Yeah.
We meet him in the beginning. He's in a full track suit, just jogging in place with a headband, sweaty. And I was like, oh, hello. What's up? What's going on? And then, you know, we find out he's a military man, ? But
sure.
You walk into his apartment and it's just pool tables and there's a tiger on the wall.
Yeah, it's all like bro before bro was even a thing sort of stuff.
Yeah, like, it's very like, I was like, this guy definitely is a Republican.
You know?
Like this guy's definitely.
Well, he even said as much at one point.
Oh, yeah.
He said something along the lines of, you can't trust the liberals with whatever.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I was like, it is the Reagan era that this movie was made in. And so.
And when Wendy just walked into the apartment. And, of course, she starts running amok right away.
Yeah.
And
she's just doing her own thing in his apartment.
She turns into Turok. And I love that he's just so freaked out that this man who's literally been in a war like can't figure out how to use a weapon of any sort. He jumped over the pool table. I'm like, there are glass bottles everywhere.
Right.
Throw
you have
them.
Resources all Throw over this
them.
Place.
Do something. But then he grabs the gun and I was like, yeah. Nice. And then shoots the troll, does nothing. Torok takes the gun, like snaps the gun.
Yeah.
And then you just see the man just be...
Just crumble just as crumble. Soon as that happens. I like seeing stuff. To me, that adds so much to the story.
Yeah.
When you have a character that's like the... Supposed to be like the big warrior type character.
Just
and crumble. Yeah, and when it's they're just out of their depth, they're not the person for this. Like that kind of person by their nature has to feel like I'm the person you call in any situation.
Yeah.
And when the situation is just well beyond what they're capable of, that's so fun to see when it's done right like that, you know?
Awesome. It's just silly.
Because at that time, like you look at it in the time that it was made, the big movies coming out were like Rambo and Commando and stuff like that. And they were all about that guy, you know? And so to have it go just backfire completely.
Right away.
Yeah. I really enjoy that sort of stuff, you know?
It's just...
Even when it's done where it's... They're out of their depth, but they still pull through, like in Aliens or in Predator.
Yeah.
Where it's like still showing that at least at the start, they are completely outmatched and outgunned, and that it's going to take a lot more than just, to get you through it.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is exactly, which the little boy manages to,
Who was like not equipped, not wanting to fight anyone.
No, he doesn't want to do anything.
Was really pretty patient and clearly cared for his sister and didn't want her to get hurt in any way, you know, and that's where he was coming from. And it was like, that's the kind of person needed for this particular situation, you know?
And he was smart to like, honestly, very smart for his age to be like, hey, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Chill. And then we're going to figure out a plan.
Learn from this person that can help me, you know?
And then figure out a plan to...
And I'll say, you know, she was great. Her scenes were my favorite scenes in there. The witch.
Yes.
Like, she was just so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, she had such a cool presence. And just this world-weary sort of, like, you could believe that she'd been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, she really did seem like she'd seen everything.
Yeah.
And that this was just one of many sort of adventures that she had been on.
She's
this is
an average Tuesday.
Yeah. I was like, I would have been more interested in seeing sequel movies about her than I would about the trolls, you know? Like,
initially, I thought, for just a brief moment, that she was the woman from Troll 2.
Oh, okay.
But obviously those are two different actresses. But I was like, oh, is this like supposed to be like the same type of woman? And no, that's Troll 2. Very different woman. Very different.
I think they could have used that as like a bit of a red herring to, you know, like we know that people think that type is going to be helpful and good.
And she was not. She was not. But I do love that when she turned into her younger self or her true self. I don't know which one.
That's an interesting way. Yeah.
She comes out of the stairs and there's just wind blowing and she's like, Torok, how about something for old time's sake or whatever? Let's fight for old time's sake.
Yeah.
And like her walking down the stairs is like the most, like just tons of wind. They're like, more wind.
Yeah.
Cue the wind.
And then at one point she says something like, stop it, like cut it out or something. And the wind just stops. Yeah. And I was like, that's really funny.
You're like, it's just those little things. And then when, you know, the troll vines are taking over the apartment complex and you can clearly tell it's just the camera doing this, but then my favorite part is when everyone outside, all the background actors, are reacting to nothing.
Right,
but they're not reacting to nothing because of course this happened in real life, obviously.
Yeah,
vines were lifting out of the building. This was not done in post.
Yeah,
this was done in real life. They were reacting to it in real time. But I can just imagine being on set. Okay, now you guys pretend like there are giant vines coming out of this apartment complex and you're scared. Ready, set, go.
And they're just I guess.
They're like, oh my God. Huh? Wow.
Real
wow.
scary.
Ooh.
And it was weird how like the townsfolk, I guess, all were not cheering, but they were all like silently supportive at the end as they're moving away. I was like, why was this moment necessary?
Yeah, how would you burn the apartment complex? Here's a thought. I think the troll is like
just
I think they're gonna come back. I think there's like some portal in that specific
nuke
apartment.
It.
I think it's time. I think it's okay.
And even like the practical effects thing, it was kind of mind-boggling at the end with the vines, because that seemed like stop motion animation, and it was like, you had done such a good job on all these other effects.
And that one you just
and then
really...
yeah, in the finale of the movie, you're like,
this is the
fiddlesticks. Just
it.
Yeah,
like shit. We used all of our money on the rat, dog, beaver thing,
monster. Yeah,
monster. Yeah, that thing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit. I was like, that was just puzzling. I was like, maybe just stop after you kill the big batwing monster.
Yeah,
that would be a good place to end it. You know,
right there. I think it's a nice happy ending, and everyone moves on, and you know, they all hug, and that's the end of the movie. I think that's okay.
This came out after Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm betting that's what happened. I'm betting they were like, it's got to be bigger. It has to be a threat to everybody, or it's not going to work. So we'll do this.
And the whole town was like, "What's going on over there?"
Yeah.
Oh no!
No military showed up when vines were coming out of the building or anything like that. Just
didn't have the money for it.
Couple of local cops are gonna.
And they're like, "Oh, some crazy people. I didn't see any vines." I'm like, "Of course the cops are gaslighting everyone. Of course,
yeah.
That's how it goes." I do want to say, I like, as we were talking, I just realized that there are a lot of movies about people moving into houses, like a family moving into houses.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a lot of families moving into apartments. And I think that's kind of cool because, you know, usually like you see like, you know, a single mom moving into an apartment, or you see like, you don't see like just like a family just moving into an apartment. So I also think that's really cool.
Yeah. It's never a nuclear family. It's always like if they move into an apartment, it's because there was a split.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, there's like a single woman or a single man or whatever. They're like moving in by the
And way. It also is usually somehow contained in that apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the whole complex's problem like it was in this movie.
So that's really interesting how they managed to pull that in, you know, regardless of
the extent of the effects.
The overall rating of the film, I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. And it added a lot of layers to the story and made it truly seem like the troll was more powerful, that he could just take over all these different apartment complexes. Not apartment complexes, apartments. And make them each their own little world. And they did, even though it was like mostly vines and shit, they did each kind of seem like they had a uniqueness to them too, you know? So, yeah.
So out of 10, what do you think?
Of all, I'm just going to go off a horror movie.
Or you can also just like, I usually go, because everyone's like, oh, out of 10, like, you know, I always do like pizza style, like it's either really good or really bad, it's either like 1 or a 10. And I'm like, well, you know, after you watch a movie, whatever number comes up first, that is the correct number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The correct number for me of all movies, going against all movies ever made, is 4.
Wow, that's actually pretty high.
It's surprisingly high for me. And it mostly because of the stuff that I mentioned, that I felt like everyone involved in this movie knew they were making a B movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I would say most of the people involved tried to push it up as much as they could.
Yeah.
And that counts a lot to me. Plus, practical effects. I just really love. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun movie, too.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't. Sometimes when you do a show like this where you're talking about a certain thing and you have kind of like homework to do before the show, you're kind of like, and as soon as I watched the trailer for it again, I was like, oh, I'm psyched to see this movie again. And I had a great time watching it. So
you know. That's good.
How about you?
I give it a 3.
Okay.
And honestly, that's pretty good for my, my scale is, I feel like I've only given maybe one film a 10.
What was that?
Probably Scream.
Okay.
I think that's a perfect movie. But I think I've given a couple like not. I might even give it like a 9.5. But I feel like I'm pretty.
So Scream is even not is like a 9.5.
I feel like I haven't seen a 10. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Like even Scream, like watching it now, I think it's gone down.
Okay.
You know, for me, but like I still like love
it. That makes
it.
Sense. Yeah.
It's still like a 9.
Sometimes, yeah, you can watch a movie out too and like you love it, but mm-hmm. then like, oh, I've seen it so many times.
But I think 3 is perfect for this movie.
That seems good.
I've
yeah.
seen worse movies. I think I've given, you know what? I think I gave Troll 2 a 10 on IMDb.
Okay.
Just to give it a 10, just to like yeah. really bump it up.
To teach everyone a lesson.
To bump it up. Yeah. yeah. I think it's holding like a 3-point. Something on
wow,
IMDb,
yeah.
so you know I'm fine with that. But Troll is, I thought it was really fun, terrifying in ways that I watched it with my roommate, and she was like half paying attention. She's like, "What is going on?" I'm like, "I'm the one watching it. I don't really know. I just know it's terrifying." And watching Torak do his little smile,
yeah, it's creepy. Is, you know who he reminded me of? Hoggle.
Okay.
From why am I forgetting? Labyrinth.
Okay, yeah.
He was like Hoggle's dickish brother, is my guess.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, they were it. Very, very similar.
Like, I see it.
It might be the same actor. I don't know for sure, but.
I don't think it is, because we were trying to figure out, because as soon as the
credits.
The
professor.
The professor, Malcolm Mills.
Yeah.
I think his name in the movie. As soon as he came up on stage, both my roommate were on stage, on screen, both my... It's a theatrical performance.
I would love it if that was Troll the Live musical.
I would love that. Oh, my God. Honestly, I think Troll 2 would be a better musical.
Yeah, probably.
It's a lot more
yeah.
iconic. I can't spoil it. I can't spoil it on this podcast. Not yet, at least. Gotta save it. Gotta save it for that special somebody.
Right, yeah.
It's gonna be so good. We
as soon as he
like,
showed up,
yeah, we're
yeah.
like, who, what is he from? He's from something,
yeah.
And we just kept like, we went through his IMDb, we're like, nope, not that. We couldn't figure out.
He was in Willow, right?
Willow, he's been in a bunch of stuff, but it's like, yeah. I think he was in Harry Potter. No, yeah, I think he was in Harry Potter.
I think so, yeah.
So, but just stuff like, which is, he was in Harry Potter with Harry Potter.
He was doing Harry Potter before it was cool.
But, you know, he, like, it's like, I know you from somewhere, but I can't place it, and none of the things you're telling me is correct, but
right.
I know I've seen you someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah, that was fun to see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been a delight.
It's been a lot of fun. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time, so I was glad I got on before it metamorphosizes into whatever stronger, crazier,
oh, yeah.
more powerful creature it becomes.
It's going to be a wild ride wherever we go, wherever we are. But I thank you so much for being here. You can now, this is where you plug all your things. We just have the middle camera because John had to take a call. So we've just been running.
Mr. Hollywood.
We've been running just by ourselves.
You can see me at the Comedy Store most of the time. My Instagram has a lot of stuff. I have a lot of like, I'm super deep nerdy. So if you like action figures or comic books or humor about any of that sort of stuff, check out my Instagram. It's Mike Black is back. That's the easiest way to find me and find different live shows that I'm doing or podcasts that I'm on or stuff like that. So that's probably the best bet. Or just if you see me around town, just tackle me.
That too. Mike is the best. And I thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Of course. And you know who else is the best? Our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can follow them on Instagram at Filmcraft LA, and you can find them on filmcraftla.com. And you guys, if you move into an apartment complex and you go to do laundry and you start hearing like little giggles, and then you see a man who, it's not a man, it's actually a troll, I'd move. I'd move yeah. right away. I would leave. Go.
It's good advice, even if it is a man.
Yeah, if it is a man.
If honestly, there's a man saying, giggling in the laundry room,
if
it's
any,
time to move.
A man, woman, non-binary, whoever, yeah. It doesn't matter. If you go into the laundry room and you see someone laughing
yeah.
and you can't see them, run. Thanks, guys.
at the damn door.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.